Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
This is new music from Trisha Alicia featuring Canton Jones. You know, you see him on Preachers of Atlanta. This is called Promises. I'm the X-Man and this is Real Gospel.
Daddy and my daddy's not home. Then I got grown and got out on my own, and my family was no longer protecting me. Fell deep in love and that turned into tragedy. Killed my pride, now I'm putting feelings to the side. The pieces of my heart that keep breaking apart, then pulling me down. I can't eat myself whole, it's just infecting my soul, taking control. I can't catch a breath, can't catch a break. Affects what they say, searching lives for her big payday, where her boys comes to sweep her away. But the stretch marks deep down on the inside don't hide the brutality of life. A bad man seems to lead to another. It's a pattern that's learned. Gotta get it together. Life snuck up on her, knocked her down, and made her feel like a clown. Then it got a little better, but she ain't been the same. And her eyes don't lie, the mirrors don't lie. She can't keep running, she can't keep talking. The king is calling, he wants her back. We'll do anything for her, just come on in and give him a try. The pieces.
They're a part of our story when they help you, but they make be my glory, but they make up me. It's the pieces.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I am so honored to finally have this young lady in the studios with me. You've heard her music, the song Promises. The first time I heard your song, I was like, wow, who is this young lady? She just seemed to have exploded on the scene. I'm talking about the one, the only, Trisha Alicia. Now, first of all, welcome to Real Gospel.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
And is that really, is that a stage name?
No, it's not. It's not. It's not. That's actually my name.
All right. So you're from the city of Nashville, correct?
I'm actually from New York, but I live here now.
What?
Yeah.
What part of New York?
Upstate New York. But I lived all over New York. I was like, not even going to move. And then, you know how God does.
Yeah.
He just like, well, I know that was your plan, but let's just take you down to Nashville. So
wow. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? I'm from New York.
Really?
Brooklyn. Bed-Stuy.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's totally different now. Like totally different. Crown Heights, yeah. Bed-Stuy. It's the gentrification is crazy.
Yeah.
It's so different.
So how are you feeling, Neville?
I love it. Yeah. I love it. I mean,
really?
The weather is great.
Okay.
Right. Compared to New York.
Compared to the winter, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So I'm good on that. I mean, you know, cities are going to have their high points and their low points.
Gotcha.
So my family is all still in New York.
Okay.
So we do that trade off, that nice little drive or flight.
Well, how long you been in Nashville?
Ooh, probably about 6 or 7 years now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And what have you been doing? What's the story?
Yeah.
What's the backstory?
So I originally was an engineer. I guess technically I still am. You don't necessarily.
School?
Yeah, by training.
So you came to school or
no,
you came because of a job?
Job,
okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
I went to school in New York,
gotcha.
You know, started working in a company that was in Chicago.
Gotcha.
And then they had an opportunity down here in Nashville.
Okay.
And you know how the winters are in Chicago.
Yeah.
I spent one winter there and I was like,
gotcha.
Hey, you guys said that. You said someplace south. You had an opportunity south.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm going to go. I'm not staying in Chicago for the winter.
Okay. So you just up and moved?
Yeah. I moved. And it was a good opportunity for the job. And then, you know, you're in Music City. I had been doing music anyway, like writing and stuff like that. And you can't be in Nashville too long if you have any sort of musical gene in you without attempting to just stick your toe in the water and see what's going on.
Gotcha. So you've been singing gospel music your whole life?
Pretty much. Yep. Started singing in church and then, you know, you sing in school choirs and stuff like that.
Gotcha. So, what church did you belong to back in New York? Give them a shout out.
Oh, man. So, I guess the longest church that I went to a church called Zion Hill.
Gotcha.
So, I was there. And then in college, I went to like an interfaith chapel that had like a gospel service.
Gotcha.
So, that was at St. Lawrence.
Okay. So, what got you into the music scene here? How did that come about?
So I was writing, like I said, I had been writing ever since I was in, well,
just
back in New York,
in general,
working with like a local studio that had various producers that were trying to get songs placed. And so that's kind of what I was doing, like working in the studio. And then when I got here, it was a little bit difficult actually to like meet the people that I wanted to meet.
Yeah.
And I started writing with a local gospel group that is now no longer together, but that kind of got my juices wet.
Gotcha.
And then, you know, you just kind of keep talking to people and you keep networking and happen to meet a good team of people. And I was like, now is the time.
Okay. And so I guess the next question would be, how did you end up collaborating on this project? Because I love the music. I love the song Promises and I love the story that it tells and the narration. So you wrote that?
I did.
So how did Kenton Jones end up? How did that happen?
Yeah.
Because he's famous now because of the reality show.
Right, right.
Preachers of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
So, and those of you who have not seen Preachers of Atlanta, you need to go to On Demand and check it out. I really like Preachers of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that it was a pretty real, it was, I don't want to use improper English, but it was realer than some of the other ones.
Right, exactly.
So, y'all feel me. I'm sorry. I had to go there. But, yeah. So, how did you and Kenton Jones end up collaborating?
Man, so relationships. It was like, I sat down with my project manager and he said, you know, if you had anybody that you would collaborate on particular songs that you're working on, what song would it be and who would it be? And so naturally, you know, Promises just has that vibe. It has that feel where it's like it not necessarily needs something else, but if you're going to add any element to it, you need to have like a dope rapper. And I was like, well, I would like Canton to do it. Like, I mean, that's a stretch because at that point I was just writing. I wasn't, it wasn't like I had any music out or anything. So he knew people in Canton's camp and reached out to him and Canton heard the project, well, heard the song and really liked the song. And so he just kind of came and put his own element on it. And that's really, really organically how it happened.
Yeah, doors seemed to open for you.
Yeah, praise God.
Yeah,
praise
they just, God. They just opened, just, they, I mean, like, boom.
Praise God.
I mean, because Canton Jones, you know, he's in the ATL and there are a lot of people who can, who I'm sure are trying to solicit his services because he stays busy. And from watching his show, he also stays blinged up for the be a pastor, right? So your music is different. Your music is a cutting edge gospel. Your music is today's gospel. Your music is... it's just different. How would you classify what you do? It's gospel, I'm just saying, but you have a different energy or synergy.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, it's just really taking... My mother loves hymns, so I came up, like, knowing hymns. And I think that when you have something that is so, like, theologically sound and it has all these, like, natural things happening, when you... are in your own age range, you're like, well, I like it, but if I had to do it, I would do it this way. So I feel like I just brought the passion of being a millennial, like, to everything that I grew up knowing and understanding. So to classify it, I would definitely call it, you know, contemporary. I would call it urban. For me, it's like the bridge that people would be on if they're coming from being unchurched to being churched. A lot of times we like to say, oh, well, you know, the song doesn't say Jesus enough, or the song doesn't have this particular...
Yeah, you do say that.
It doesn't have this particular sound. But I think, you know, if we're going to be attractive to all men, then we have to have a place for all different styles of music that don't compromise the message of salvation, but still offer it in a way that makes it attractive to people who may not be able to relate to what we're talking about, knowing that, okay, we know Christ and we know what a testimony is and we know what it's like to walk with him. So you kind of have to have some stuff that's in between. And I feel like my music definitely speaks to that without compromising what we're trying to do as Christians.
Amen. Amen. You touched on something that I think is very important. And that is, it has to reach a different type of person. And sometimes, I guess, church folk, because we are inclusive of that group. We stay in a box. And so it's hard to get outside of that box. But every church that we go to, there's always someone standing there saying that we need to go to the streets and go to the highways and byways and reach. But nobody, how many of us really go out there, right? So that's what you're doing, right?
Absolutely. My grandmother has... she's not able anymore, but I can remember growing up, she had a strong street ministry, and it would be like a little bit embarrassing because, you know, you're like a little kid and you're like just trying to go to the store, and she's like, I just got to talk to this person. You're like, grandma, can we just like go? And then they'd be like, oh, I saw your grandma the other day. But I never knew that that was planting something in me that was going to, you know, come out through this music and come out in a different way.
You know, we in the church, we call that the evangelism spirit, because we have a spirit for everything. So, So, your CD project, Promises, is out now. And as I'm looking at your bio sheet, talk to us about You Told Me and Jesus, You're There, and Heart Song and Everyone and Gold Rags. What's going on with this project?
So in addition to Canton, I got a wonderful opportunity to work with Antonio Neal, who's you know, Dove nominated producer, on three songs. So he produced music for three of the songs on there, and really a lot of the pieces on Pieces just speak to my life. Like, You Told Me, I literally remember where I was. I was living in an apartment, I was at the laundromat that was on site, and I was like, God, this is not what You told me my life was going to be. And that's where that song came from. Jesus, You're There is just a reflection of kind of being in a new place, and my family's nowhere around, and I don't know anybody. But as soon as I tried to have like this little pity party, it was like, well, I'm here, you know, I'm here with you. I'm here, so what are you kind of complaining about? There's also elements of spoken word on there, and it's kind of this fusion of spoken word and it's music. So it's called like raw music, like rhythm and word music. And so Heart Song and Gold Rags, as well as Grace, are three pieces that have that spoken word element. And if you kind of, if anybody has heard Jill Scott kind of do that before on her project, that's sort of what it is. But it's, again, talking about like different issues. Like Gold Rags is a song that resonates with a lot of women, because it's like, you know, we put so much emphasis on what we look like, but at the end of the day, it's just a shell that's decaying.
You do it all. You do it all. you really do. You're well-rounded. You write. What about producing? You play any instruments?
I do play. I do play.
What do you play?
I play saxophone, and I'm learning how to play guitar.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you a regular saxophone player? You just dab in it? What's...
So I grew up playing saxophone. Uh-huh. So I started playing probably when I was like 7 or 8 years old. And so I don't play it as much anymore since I'm trying to learn guitar.
Gotcha.
But yeah, so that's kind of, I guess I grew up playing it. But now I'm not like in a band or anything
Gotcha. So you're here in the Music City. You've been here 6 years. And so where do you attend service?
I go to Church of the Messiah.
Okay.
Yep.
I've heard of that church. Is that the same church that, do you know who Nia Allen is?
Yes, I do know who Nia Allen is.
Didn't she attend there before she jetted off to California? She was.
So I
talked to her
the other day. She wasn't at Church of the Messiah.
Who was that?
I'm not sure what church she was at.
Okay. I'm familiar. Who's the pastor there?
Brian Williams.
Give a shout out to your church family.
Shout out to Church of the Messiah. What's up, y'all?
What are the service times there?
We have a teaching that happens at Sunday at 8:30, and then the main service is at 11. Of course, Kingdom Building, which is Sunday school, happens in between. Wednesday night Bible study, and there's a Tuesday morning prayer call that happens at 6:30 every Tuesday.
Got you. See, she's real. See, she knows the services, y'all. So that's why. See, some people, if she stutters there, you're like, ooh, I'm sort of suspect.
You really go there?
Yeah. Before we let you go in the last closing minutes, what advice can you give a struggling artist, someone who believes they have the gift or the anointing to write music, but they find themselves stuck? The God has made a promise to them, but they just find themselves sort of where you were, trying to figure it all out.
First, never forget the promise. You can never forget the promise that God has given you. I mean, Isaiah says, like, just like the rain forces the earth to bring forth a produce, like, that's how God's word is going to be in your life, because he can't lie. So if he said it, it's going to happen. The second thing is stop focusing on what's not happening and focus on what is happening. Because sometimes we say, well, I don't have this and I don't have that and I don't know the right people. But there's something happening creatively inside of you.
Right.
And if you just kind of look at it the way God looks at
that's
it,
right.
then you'll probably begin to see things differently. It's like a baby teething.
Yeah.
The baby teething is like, this is uncomfortable, it's painful, I hate it. But the parent is like, well, I can't help you because you're going to need these teeth.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how the process is sometimes. Like, we don't feel like God is like answering fast enough, or we might not feel like we have the right connections. But just know that you're in the right place and look at the good that is happening, and then look to expand that. So if you're writing, look to write more. If you're meeting people who are only this type of producer or only this type of artist, then continue to keep meeting them and see what connections can happen from there.
Wow, that is so prolific. That is so profound. It's been a pleasure and an honor having you
Thank you so much.
With us on Real Gospel, the one, the only, Trisha Alicia. And how can the listeners find out more about you? Where can they reach out to you at?
So you can hit me up on my website, Trisha Alicia, T-R-I-S-H-A, Alicia, A-L-I-C-I-A.com, or on major social media, at I am Trisha, T-R-I-S-H-A, Alicia, A-L-I-C-I-A.
All right. Thank you for stopping by, and you will have nothing but continued support from all of us here at this station and the stations that carry my program and all of us here at Real Gospel. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure and an honor having you here. The one and only Trisha Alicia, everybody.
Thank you.
I want to give a quick shout out to, let's see, her name is Charlene Chrisman. Thank you so much for liking my Facebook page. I really appreciate that. And as a matter of fact, I want to send another shout out, not to just Charlene Chrisman, but also Joseph Elite Complex Johnson. That's his name. I'm checking my Facebook right now. If you have a request, go to my Facebook page, Real Gospel with the X-Man, or go to my Twitter, Real Gospel X-Man. Let me know what station you're listening to me at. Also, if you're outside of the United States, let me know what country you're listening to me at. This is the fastest growing syndicated gospel show heard all over the world. It really is. Up next is your Real Flashback Song of the Hour. So please stick and stay.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man. X-Man.